Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. I received an email from David Yellen, who ran the Twin Piers 10K on Saturday, January 23rd, 2010 at 1 p.m. Starts out by saying, with a quote from YouTube, the group, rock group, "It's a beautiful day, don't let it get away." I'm a YouTube fan, so certainly, David, I like that. I want to read you really quick what happened with him and his kids, because I think it is so amazing. And also so motivating should be for all of us. Saturday, 23rd January contained more joy for me than I've felt in quite a while. Don't get me wrong, I feel I'm the luckiest man in the world to have a wonderful wife and five fantastic kids. I have a great life, which brings me great joy, but once in a while, joy can surprise you. I'm a person who, when confronted by a busy day, turns to lists in order to ensure things get done. The list for Saturday, 23rd, included registering for my youngest child's race, running the race, transporting some of the other kids into town, getting to my race, running the race, and getting back home in time to make lunch for everyone. The afternoon was pretty quiet. The first race of the day was my youngest daughter's. After some messing about, we got to the registration area with 5 minutes to spare. She was very excited as we approached the start area of the 3K race. I had a minor feeling of concern. My daughter likes pink, anything pink. So not surprisingly, she dressed as she does normally, from head to toe in pink. I can just imagine that. At one point, she had intended to wear a pink wig she has for dressing up, but eventually she decided to leave it off as it might make me sweat too much. That's a quote. Her liking for pink would not normally have been an issue, but as we looked around the start area for the race, all the other kids were dressed in, quote, proper, end quote, running gear. The only non-black, non-lycra item I could see was an orange strap being worn by one of the smallest kids. She could have felt intimidated, and in a way I'm sure she felt a little uncomfortable as she lined up, but she really did me proud. As the race started, most of the kids went off like crazy. My daughter, not hard to spot in the group, tried valiantly to keep up. After 500 meters, it was clear she was lagging a little behind as she disappeared off into the distance. In the following 15 minutes, everyone completed the course except for my daughter. Looking up the course, I could see a small pink dot. As I walked towards the dot, it was clear that my daughter was on her way back. The nearer I got to her, it was clear she was still running. She crossed the line in 23:01, knocking 10 minutes off her personal best for the distance. I was without doubt the proudest parent on the line. It was only when we returned to the house that I discovered the age limit on the race was 11 to 16. She weighs in at 9 years and 3 months. After the race, she couldn't stop talking about it. She can't wait for the next race. I think the bug is bitten her. David, I think that's great. I do want to encourage your daughter to keep running. And obviously, at such a young age, I would, and I know you'll do this, being a good dad that you are, but let her run what she feels comfortable to run. And don't get in the trap of some parents who try to live out their dreams through their kids. I think they'll do better than they did, particularly when it comes to sports and this incident, running. So encourage her, continue to make it fun. If she wants to dress in pink every time, even wear a pink wig when it's cold weather, I would let her do that. But make it be something fun and not something that she feels that she has to do. And obviously, I think you've got the perspective correctly. But I say that for other parents out there who I know listen to the show. Don't pressure kids. Let them enjoy it. Don't try to live out your dreams through them. David's not doing that at all, but just want to be sure and give that word of caution. But congratulations, David, to your daughter. And also, I just wanted to mention that David ran the 10K that day. And while I'm not going to read his email, I am posting this full report on the sister blog, the listeners' race report page. If you'll go to my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find David's report from September 23rd. I do just want to say that the conditions were great that day. Training had gone well. David's target was sub 48 minutes. The year before, he had run this race as his first race after 22 days of training, during which he had done a mere 44 miles of running during that time. Now, a year later, he had 1,348 miles under his feet and real hopes of knocking 7 minutes off his 10K personal best. It was time to see how well the Runner's World training plan he used would serve him. And so he runs the first mile in 7:25, just trying to get into a rhythm. And then he continues. He describes miles 2, 3. Then he gives some information about the race and also about how he's feeling. And at the 5 mile mark, he was at 38:50. The final full mile of the race starts with a slight descent from Rose to the Colwyn Bay Pier. I was feeling pretty tired by now, and I didn't expect any major accelerations to be on the cards for the rest of the race. My average cadence had dropped to 83, and I was really topping out with an average heart rate of 167. And I know from in the email, David had been working cadence of 90 per minute, 90 revolutions, obviously steps. But he says, I tried to motivate myself to run faster by spotting people up front and trying to catch them. This did seem to give me a boost as I finished mile 6 in 46:20 with a 6 mile pace of 7:30. The final 0.2 of a mile was just a crazy race for the tape. David, I've been there. I know how that feels. I also know how it feels to have something left in the tank and be able to literally sprint and pass a couple of people at the end. That is a great feeling. You've trained well, you're prepped that day, you're well rested, and obviously that was the case for you. David continues, I didn't know what my time was, but I was going to give it everything I had left. My heart rate maxed at 174, 2 beats over my previous max, and I crossed the line in 47:23. This made my final 0.2 mile pace 5:25. So there were some fireworks after all. As I sucked hard for my breath, it started to dawn on me that I had done it. All those crazy training runs at 6 a.m. had paid off. David, I've done those as well. I had paid my dues and achieved the results I deserved. Next race is in 2 weeks, the Nick Beer 10K 2010. And David, I'll be looking for a report from you on that. Congratulations. As you saw from the email when I responded back to you, the time you finished was actually faster than what I have run most recently in a 10K. Years ago, I was significantly faster than I am now, and I think I can get even faster yet. But anyway, right now, David, you're ahead of me. Congratulations. And for those of you who have been listening to this podcast for some time, you may remember David had a heart valve condition, looking to do surgery through exercise, and I think David may have lost some weight as well. Significant weight, I believe. David, if that's not true, forgive me, but I think that's what I remember. And so he has been able to take control of his situation, and he did really, really well. So David, congratulations. And I want to encourage the rest of you, if you have run a race recently, send me a report. I'll be glad to share a summary of it on the podcast, as well as post it on the sister blog. If you go to the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, look on the left, you'll see listener race reports. There's a link. It opens up in another blog where you can read race reports that listeners have sent in. And also, I'd love to have a photograph of you finishing a race or at the race or after it's over. I'd like to post that on the main blog as well, right above the link to the sister blog where we put the written report. One other thing, if you can possibly send me a 30 second to 1 minute MP3 or WAV file, just a short recording, I will do my best to include that in an upcoming episode as well. I would really love to have some MP3s from people to include in the podcast, particularly relative to your races. But if you just want to send me a question or you want to comment on the program, I also welcome your emails. At the blog, you can hit the email me button, send me an email, and I will respond to you. And unless it's of a private nature, I will share some information about the email. Might not read it, but sometimes I do read them, depending on how long they are. So send me your emails, send me your race reports, send me, if you would, MP3 or WAV file relative to races you've ran, a race you've run recently, or just questions, comments, thoughts about the program, and we will do our best to get them on an upcoming episode. So David, thank you for that report. We will be sharing other reports as they come in from various listeners. And again, thank you for listening, and we're glad to be able to share that. David, again, congratulations to your daughter. Please give her my congratulations, and congratulations to you on a race very well run. And I know you've got to be pumped, and you've got to be feeling good. Is another personal best in store for this next race in a couple of weeks? I'll be looking for that report as well. Welcome to, I believe it would be episode 38 of the 20 Minute Runner. We're glad to have you along for this breezy morning. It's about 20 minutes to 6 on Friday, January 29th, 2010. Temperature is 39 degrees with the breeze coming out of the northeast. Not a strong breeze, but a good enough breeze that as I'm standing here, I'm uncomfortable at the end of my driveway. We are planning to go, Lord willing, 18 miles today. That will tie the longest I've ever run. Ooh, that breeze is cold. The longest I've ever run, and I'm looking forward to that, although we certainly had to prepare a little more this morning than usual, and I'll talk to you about that later. But it is good to have you today along with me for this run, and I need to get moving. My GPS is not synced yet, but we're working on it, so I'm going to get moving here in a few minutes, and we'll bring you back in a little bit later in the run. Thanks for being with me for the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Just had a truck go by me. Illustrating my point from last week. Today is recycle day, which my long runs often are on Fridays. I generally don't go in the office, so it works out well. Occasionally we'll run long on a Saturday, but most time it's Friday. But the recycle bin was at the end of the driveway to my right. I'm running facing traffic on the left-hand side of a two-lane road. And the recycle bin is actually, it was 3 or 4 feet off of the road. And so the guy pulls over in my lane, 3 feet from me, so that he won't hit the little rectangle box. But I guess I'm fair game. That's kind of stupidity that sometimes drivers exhibit. And you have to be aware of that. Sometimes I wonder if people are angry that I'm out here this time of the morning running because they know they need to be doing something. And so a great big Dodge Ram pickup is bigger than I am, and they like to flex their muscle. They think it's impressive. Does something for their ego. I don't know. But again, I want to reiterate from last week, be careful when you're running at dark. It is dark. At the moment, it's probably 6:15 maybe. I've been running for 38 minutes, and the sun has not come up yet. We were supposed to have been much colder, I thought, than it is at the moment. Although it's plenty nippy, as I said earlier. 39 when I left the house. Temperature may be falling as we run. I've got on long sleeve shirt with short sleeve shirt over that. Long sleeve shirt I wore at the half in October. And then the white short sleeve wicking shirt that I got at that race, half marathon. I've got it on over that. Shorts. Today's an underwear day. Even though all my running shorts have liners in them, if it's cool enough, I'll wear my underwear. So, I know that's probably more than you need to know. But if it's really cool, that extra layer doesn't hurt. And I've never had a problem with, as I said, or last episode, I believe, never had a problem with chafing or whatever, and that extra layer is beneficial. My preparation today was a little different.
because I'm really trying to zero in on two things for these last, what actually, well, after today, I've only got two long runs left before the race, the marathon. But you may be picking up some wind here. I apologize for that. We're circling Finchfield, Thomasville, and I'm running the asphalt path, but it is dark. I can't see that well, but I am well familiar with this path. Should have some dogs up here on our left, really barking about now. Come on. Okay, they're snuggling in their doghouse, I guess. Just a couple dogs there bark other side of this chain link fence. But as we're circling Finchfield, I just wanted to give you the perspective on what I meant by what I said. The first thing that I'm trying to accomplish with the long run those days, there we go, here's another dog, is to, of course, build up to the race. The second one is that I'm using it as a ground of learning what I need to do that day for its preparation. And I'll tell you what I did this morning. I can't really see where I'm running at this moment. I can see the faint outline of a rope fence on the right. And now we're beginning to see a little better. But if I fall, you'll know it. But anyway, this morning, as I said last episode, I'm really trying to get into the groove of what I need to be doing on the long run day, albeit marathon day. So I got up at 10 after 5, immediately went in and ate a half of peanut butter sandwich with a big blob of very generous with peanut butter on white wheat bread, one slice of bread, folded over, and then I ate a banana, and then I drank a reasonable amount of water, and I stopped to get water once on this run, back at around 28 minutes, something like that. And also, the Glide came, so we put the Glide on our nipples, and I've had a couple of spots on my right foot, my small toe, that I put the Glide on there as well. So, again, it's just part of the routine. I apologize for the cutout earlier, but the wind, as I turned onto National Highway, which is a 5-lane road, including the turning lane, the wind was horrific, blowing in my face, and also in the mic. But I've used the Body Glide, and up to this point, I think it's working okay. So I'll let you know, after we're all said and done, how that works out. You can check the blog, but it came highly recommended. We are about 11 and a half miles into this run. Been running an hour and 48 minutes. I had a technical gadgetry malfunction earlier. I had turned on the unit with my watch. The unit is a pod that you wear on your side or your arm. I wear mine on the left side under my left arm, same side as my watch. And the unit is clipped to the pouch that I take that carries all of my goodies in it. And when I turn it on, it blinks red. A little light on it. Eventually it turns green. That lets me know it's green light. We're first thing, good to go. This morning, as soon as that happened, I had my watch at Lynx with it, on chronograph, of course, and had it on distance, but evidently I did not allow the watch time to sync with the unit. So the unit syncs, then the watch syncs, and then you're really good to go. Well, I've never really had that problem, but I do know that when I cut the unit off, it'll take 10 or 15 seconds before the watch says the radio link is broken. And so this morning, evidently, I didn't get the watch synced with the unit. So I'm running along, get about 9 minutes, 20 seconds. One of those spots where I instinctively always look down at my watch, which you may do the same at certain spots. Sort of becomes a habit. I know the stopwatch is running, 9:20, somewhere around there. But the mileage indicator said zero. So I scrolled through mileage, pace, etc., back to mileage, heard a beep, and then it started counting. So my best guess estimate, the very first part of this run, 9:20, something like that, we're probably talking 7, 8, maybe 9/10 of a mile. So I know, with the exception of half of that, we're going to be accurate. In other words, from there on, it's been working. And if I run past that point back to the house, that means from that point back to the house, one way is all I'm going to have to count. And we'll add that to it. So, because part of it will be counted. The way back will be counted. The way out is what was not counted. So I figured 3 to 4 tenths of a mile. So in my head, I started thinking about it. And so we turned around at just under 8.7 miles. So that means 17.4, roughly. So I'm thinking when we come in and figure it out, we should be around 18.1 or 2. In that ballpark. So today, I will not be able to give you an average pace, but I should be able to give you, still give you an accurate total, distance covered, and the time will be accurate as well. We depend on these gadgets, and sometimes it's a little bit scary. Used to, I just have a stopwatch. No such thing as wicking clothing, although we did have nylon, which I guess sort of did that. But it would stick to you. Shirts, for instance. And the moisture never really evaporated on certain hot days. But put your shoes on, your shorts on, your watch, head out the door. Probably had gone times in past before those runs and measured the distance and basically knew how far you went based on that. And we didn't have GPS's years ago when I was running. Get in the car, take a little piece of, a little bit of spray paint rather, and I would make a mark. I lived out in the country when I was running through my teen years. I'd make a little mark and that would be zero. I'd drive a mile, stop the car, get out, make a little bitty mark on the edge of the road with a one. And I'd do that as far as the route went. And I remember one place when I was in Pender Lee, which is where I lived several years. It was called Around the Block. And it basically, it was more or less this big square. Not perfect, but big square. We called that Around the Block. It was like 8 miles, 8 and a half, something like that. But today made me realize that maybe I've grown too dependent on on this GPS stuff. It's a great benefit, and I love it. But don't freak out if it fails on a given day. I think my problem is that I am on the third to last long run training for my first marathon, and this is not the time I need to be having technical difficulties. But if I were not training for this specific race, I wouldn't even give it enough thought. I might even shut the thing off and just ran for an hour and 15 minutes, called it 8 miles. So there's something to be said for the freedom of not being tied to those things, although they can benefit us, just like cell phones and computers, internet, all that stuff's fine and good, and it's exceptionally beneficial. But sometimes some days I feel like throwing the phone in the ditch or sinking it in a glass of water, taking the computer out, shutting off the TV, and just getting on with my life. So I'm not knocking technology. Obviously, producing a podcast doesn't take a genius, but you gotta have a little bit of technical savvy. So I enjoy technology, but I think sometimes may become a little bit dependent on it. Just my thought. I'd be curious about yours. Drop me an email. Go to the blog. Click the email me button. Give me your thoughts. Okay. I have been fairly comfortable today, although I believe the temperature maybe has dropped a couple of degrees. The sun is out at this time, shining brightly. A few clouds. Matter of fact, the clouds look like they're sort of moving in, but the sun is out, and it's been a bit breezy, as I said, but this has been a good run so far. Now, I'll be honest, I don't feel as well today as I have on some days, and this is one of those, unless I have a drastic turnaround, I think I'll just be glad to get it over. But we'll finish it. Unless I get injured, I'll finish it. If I have to crawl, which I won't, Lord willing. But I have taken a gel, a bag of beans, and I've eaten the Raymond cakes. One of those. It's getting about time for another. And I think it helps. Right now I'm actually wanting to develop a side stitch in my right side, because I'm not used to eating ahead of time. I'm about to water twice, so we're doing well, but I feel just a little bit full, which is unusual, but I think a good portion of that's water. But I would rather be a little bit full and have something in the tank than be like some runs where I didn't really feel like I had a lot in the tank and I was hungry. So we're doing all right. Let me give you a quick update. We ran 33 and 34 last week. And this week, counting this run, I will have covered 18, around 25 miles. But over the last 8 days, I will have covered around 35 or 36. Put the last 8 days together. So we're maintaining, doing well, about exactly where we need to be. I probably should have thrown in one more run earlier in the week, but it just didn't work out, so I am rested for this one. We're going to get through it. I do plan to ride the bike tomorrow. Probably will scale back on the intensity of that, because I do hope, Lord willing, to run some speed work on Sunday. However, right now that could be an issue because they're calling for snow and or ice and sleet here. Beginning late this afternoon, overnight being heavy at times, and then coming to a close tomorrow, Saturday afternoon. And it ranges from 3 to 12 inches, so we really don't know. It depends on how far down this, I guess it's a low, how far down it pushes. But we're in an area where, in a given year, we can get 2 or 3 snowfalls from a dusting to, you know, it's not exceptionally unusual for us to get 6 or 8 inches. A little bit, but it happens. So I don't know how that'll affect the run on Sunday, but we're going to try to get the speed work in. And then next week we're going to scale back the long run, take a break from that, drop back to about 10. Week after that, we're hoping to do 20. And then we'll drop back to about 14. And then 3 weeks out from the marathon, that would be the next week, planning to do 22, that'll be it. So after today, I got one 18 miler and a 22 before we start tapering. We're feeling good. Thanks for being with me today. You're listening to episode 38 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. My pouch is depleted. I've eaten every bean and gel I had, every Raymond cake. Took my last item with the gel about 20 after top of the hour, 2 hours and 20 minutes into this run. And I did get water about 20 minutes ago. My mouth is a little bit cold, as you can probably tell. Well, it's not beer cold today. It's supposed to be turning beer cold. Lows tomorrow night, I think, 13, something like that, with snow and possibly ice. But, bear with me. We'll be out of this wind, hopefully, in just a few minutes. I'm feeling pretty good. It seems like around 13 and a half miles, I was wanting to drag a little bit, and inevitably, when I took the gel, I started getting a boost. So right now, for having run this far, I feel pretty good, but we are checking our gut just a little bit. All right, I need to do something here. 0.5, remember that. 0.5. Whatever beyond that we go, I need to add to the total of this run. The time will be accurate, but I need to add half a mile to it. I think we're going to be 3 or 4 tenths over 18 for this run. I am about to turn into the street behind my house. Just a moment, we'll be going up first of the two small hills. So if I had a half a mile to what I'm doing now, we've already crossed 18 miles, about 18.1. We're still moving. This calls for a bit of celebration. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! All right, because this is the furthest I've ever run in my life. As I said before, Sammy and I went 18 30 years ago, and so this will be the furthest. And I don't know how it is with you, if you run a marathon, but every time my long run gets longer, I begin to realize just how daunting that distance really is. I mean, well, I'm feeling pretty good right now. To think that I would have to run another 8 miles. I just hope I've got the gas in the tank to do it. But all you can do is train properly, rest, work on electrolyte and carb replacements even as you're running, and try to tweak that and start out conservatively. On race day, I think, push it as you feel able. I'm planning to run the first half fairly conservative and then try to pick it up a little at the end. And even now, we just crested the first hill. I've got enough left that I can push it a little bit. And I'm not going to drag going up the second one, but I'm going to enjoy going down it. Okay, we are ascending the last significant hill. I'm about a fourth of the way up, and I can't believe that I'm still able to push it a bit. But I'm not going to go breakneck. And I've had a side stitch on my right side the last 30 or 40 minutes. And it's not wanted, or hasn't gotten full blown, but now it's wanting to. Oh, I think going up the hill did it. Okay. I believe that I will cut back on the almonds from a dozen to six. we all leave the racings the same. Because I think maybe got a bit too much on my stomach. Well, my stomach's not bothering me at all. The side stitch is wanting to bother me. After I crested the hill, the side stitch eventually got better. Ran through it. Still bothering me just a bit. But I'm turning onto my street, and for the next tenth or two, it's all downhill. Again, I apologize for the wind noise. Hopefully it's not too bad. And we're gonna push it, believe it or not. At this point, covered 18.9 miles, so we're going to make it 19, which is a little further than I intended, but I don't think it'll hurt me. Okay, passing my house, got about a tenth left. We're gonna make this 19. Just a few seconds more, and we're gonna pop it hard. Yeah, here we go. Okay, up to this stump, or excuse me, this mailbox. Up to this mailbox. Stopping. Oh man, am I crazy or what? Oh, it helps. It helps. Give me a second to catch my breath. Okay, I need to wind this up. But we did end up running just over 19, so we'll call it 19 in 2 hours, 51 minutes, 53 seconds. So we ran 19 miles in 2 hours and 53 minutes. Let's see, a 10-minute mile would be 190 minutes. Let's see, 60, 120, 180, 190. So that means that we are 18 minutes shy of making this a 10-minute mile. So if you take a minute off of that, we're right at 9 minutes pace. Maybe a 9:10, something like that. So that's great. I'm pleased with that. I've got to go in, and I think today I'm going to eat some oatmeal with maybe a few almonds in it, and top that off with a cup of brewed coffee. I was reading recently, it might have been in Runner's World, that caffeine really helps your body to recover as well. That along with the carbs and the touch of protein, so it recommended oatmeal with a banana and some almonds in it, maybe a few raisins and a cup of coffee. So we've got some steel cut oats, I believe I'll make those, and that will be my breakfast. Although it's strange, after eating before I left today, and then what I've eaten on the run, I'm really not hungry. But I know that within 30 to 45 minutes, I'll be, with me, I get very hungry at that point after a hard effort. But I believe I will cut back on the almonds, see if that helps with the fullness, and we'll check that out on our 20-mile run. Next week, we should be going about 12, I think, 10 to 12. And, if the weather holds, I'll do a speed workout on Sunday. I believe I'm supposed to do 7 2-minute intervals with 2-minute rests in between it. As close to 5K pace as I can get it. But it's going to take me a little while to recover from this. We will ride the bike easy tomorrow for 45 minutes. But it's great to have you along. I hope your training's going well. And I'm celebrating. This is the longest I've ever covered in my life. And I think, realistically, I felt good, other than a bit of a side stitch. My legs were starting to tell it, but obviously, we still had something left. So, appreciate you going with me. I've enjoyed this, and I hope you have. And send me an email, drop me a line. Go to my website, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Hit the email me button. Send me your thoughts, comments, things of that nature. Have a great week. I hope to be back with you in 7 or 8 days. Again, without you, there's no reason for me to do this, and I appreciate the input that I get from you regularly. And we will talk to you in a few days. Thanks. Bye. Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license and comes from sources such as musicalley.com, jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.